humanitarian aid groups need to communicate quickly because lives depend on fast movement of aid to the right areas. The United Nations World Food Program has deployed a 10-person emergency team of both telecommunications and logistics experts. And their role is to set up reliable internet and radio services in the field and secure the necessary warehousing for aid.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, the needs arise from time to time. For example, there are more people arriving at the camps on a daily and weekly basis. And so the ETC, the telecommunications cluster, has decided to establish radio networks in three key operational areas of Erbil, Sulaymaniyah, and Duhok, where we have a high concentration of IDPs and Syrian refugees. And so they have installed wireless connectivity for the humanitarian community working in the camps.
How are the working conditions? You're operating in the midst of a war, basically.
The working conditions in Erbil and the northern governorates are not very difficult because they're fairly safe at the moment. The logistics cluster, for example, has made available emergency warehousing space in Duhok and Erbil to support the humanitarian partners, to allow them to receive and distribute goods. So that has been done with relative ease. The problem with the winter coming up and the sub-zero temperatures, so that might be difficult for people, both the IDPs and the workers, to maintain their work.
More broadly, how is the humanitarian situation in the north of Iraq right now?
Well, across the country, the humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate as fighting continues. Throughout the country, more than 1.8 million people have been displaced since mid-June and are living in precarious conditions, many without access to food, water, or other basic essentials. The majority of the displaced come from Nineveh Governorate and Anbar Governorate. And the Kurdistan region in the north has also received the highest number of displaced people of almost 860,000.